Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It is time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Byrd.
Hello, folks.
And by Zivac and Lindsay, CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Mr. Richard Lindsay.
Hello, folks.
What are we talking about today, gentlemen?
Well, we just finished a nice series of seminars, great attendance for folks. It was great, Richard, and Richard done his thing, and I did my thing. And
well, tell us a little bit about the seminars.
Well, it's after 32 years, Laurie, of doing it, I've come up with 9 common mistakes many retirees make their finances, and we talk about that. Richard talks about the taxes and a need to see a professional tax planner. And the difference in a tax preparer and a tax planner.
Right.
And that brings up a point, Richard, I want to talk a little bit about today. I had a client that's coming to see you, but told me that his accountant, he didn't say CPA, but he said his accountant, didn't know anything about annuities, and he told him, all I know about annuities, you give them your money and you get income, you die, you don't get anything left. And of course, we know he's talking about immediate annuities.
Yeah.
Old school stuff. He wasn't very well versed on annuities. And I'm finding out there's a lot of accountants out there, even CPAs, that don't know how annuities work.
Well, you know, it's one of the things that, as a tax preparer, that you don't really deal with except the income side. You, if all you're dealing with is income side, all you're looking at is you get a 1099 and you got to figure out what box you're supposed to put it in on the form 1040. So that's pretty simple. There are so many different annuities out there today, Jim, that honestly, my education was expanded a lot once I started associating with you, because I didn't know all the variations that were available and the concept that you can set up an annuity in so many different ways, that there's fixed annuities, there's hybrid annuities, there's variable annuities, there's annuities that can do this and that, and there's lots of choices out there. Because really, one of the things that I had never actually looked at prior to my association with you was the ability to plan an annuity and set it up that it could mirror or replicate the old time pension plan.
Yes.
So that you could set it up so that you could design it so that it was going to give you a lifetime worth of income. And that to me then said, okay, this can be a very important retirement planning tool. It's one thing to invest some money in an immediate annuity or a 10-year annuity and expect to get some money back. Okay, that's just kind of a fixed investment, not that much different from a CD. Okay, you're going to lock your money up for a little while and you're going to get it back over a prescribed time period. But using it to plan for retirement and use it like a tool like that's totally different.
Well, you got to understand, Richard, the new annuities give you a guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse if you want to, the same
right.
income. Income doubles if you get confined to a nursing home. And when you both die, there's going to be some money left in there for the heirs.
Well, see, now there's two other things that you add on to that annuity that are so different from what your client's accountant probably knows anything about. Probably never heard that there's the possibility of setting up an annuity where you can pull the money out to use it for long-term care, and when you pull it out for long-term care, It's tax-free. Okay, when you receive the money, if you receive the money in a death benefit, that's tax-free. That's totally different than what this guy knows anything about.
Now, that's the single premium life you just mentioned, and that's a hot product, too. It's a different product, though, Richard. See,
okay.
The annuity is tax-deferred, not tax-free, but the single premium life, actually the death benefit's tax-free, and the long-term care benefit can be tax-free also, which is based on the death benefit, but that's a different product.
Okay.
But annuities have great worth right now on the side of, number one is the fixed interest rates that you're earning on CDs or fixed accounts are not enough to survive based on inflation and taxes. Most people don't want market risk at retirement age because they don't have the ability to make any more money. So they need something that's safe, but they need a better return than they can get in the fixed rates. And I have the answer with the hybrid annuities, give you market-like returns without any risk at all. Folks, and a guaranteed income you cannot outlive for both you and your spouse if you want to, and that income doubles if you get confined to a nursing home. That is the newest annuities, folks, and I wish if any of your CPA accountants don't understand annuities product, just come to me because it's not their job to understand it, okay? It's my job as an investment advisor to inform you that, and I do coordinate our efforts with Richard Lindsay, a tax planner, CPA, so we know that you know, you're getting his blessing on some of this too. And also Jim Roberts, our attorney, our tax attorney, helps us make sure that everything's structured properly, okay? Now, one other thing I want to mention, Richard, just briefly, and this is not long, but a lot of people are talking about, you know, they're really saying, I want to get out of the market, but, you know, I want to stay in the market while it's doing good, and you keep preaching the market's going down, and our broker tells us everything's okay. Well, folks, I've given you multitudes of reasons why the market's going to be in a down year this year. I want to give you one more, but and this is from Money Markets again. He said, as you read this, the world's elite money men and women are cozed up in a Jackson Hole, Wyoming. They've tucked away in hunting lodges in the country version of an ivory tower they used to inhabiting, and they think they're safe. They're in complete control. The old guard world they've created is going to last as far as I can see. Me, I think that the outlook over the battlement, look out over the battlements. They need to stare into the gloom and shadow and fog, because if they did, they'd realize that the enemy is at our doorstep. Or in plain English, the death of the old guard, the monetary policy regime of the last 5 years is at hand. And it may sound crazy, but Wall Street out there saying the opposite. They're saying it's a low volatility, everyone all together rowing the same direction, the world will be at us for a long time. Okay? But they are, but when they're listening to the Wall Street consciences, you know, they think money's going to last forever. Okay, they think the market's going to last forever, going to be at a high. Folks, we know it's not. We've had 5 years of monetary policy coordination from 2009 to late 2013. We've had 5 years where every central bank on the planet was planting money in unison and singing from the same hymnal. But not anymore. Okay, the growing difference between an economy in Europe, for instance, the shift away from the old guard world goes much deeper than that. Okay, as a former president of PIMCO said, the new chief economic advisor to Allianz SE wrote earlier this week, after a long period in which the world's largest central banks were all pushing the same direction, they're now reaching a point where their policies will diverge. The Bank of England and the Feds are in the process of taking their foot and off the stimulus paddle. The European Central Bank and Bank of Japan will be going the other way. Okay, so what they're saying here, folks, is that the other companies now beginning that this monetary easement can't go on, and they're stopping it. But the government's hesitant to say that because they know when they say we're going to stop this stimulus program, the markets are going to go downhill. And so they're trying to control the markets by saying in vague ways, no, we don't think we're going to raise interest rates. We think, you know, we're going to keep this money going in there. And we all know they can't do that forever, Richard. You can't just keep printing money that you don't have.
Right.
Okay. So the economy is going to sink, and the market's going to sink. It's just sooner than later. And when it does, it may be a drastic downturn. That's all I'm saying.
And they do not need to be caught off guard, which is why we encourage our listeners to call either or all of you for a complimentary consultation. Call Jim Bird at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
625-1226.
625-1226 or toll free.
1-877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Richard Lindsay of Zivac & Lindsay also offers a complimentary consultation to our radio show listeners. Richard?
Yes, Lori, all they need to do is call my office at 633 633- 4070.
633-4070. And for Attorney Jim Roberts in Daphne, 626-3499. 626-3499. Even if you're listening on the weekend, pick up the phone and leave a message.
Well, Richard, I know you got some important stuff you want to talk about, but I mean, I had to get that off my shoulders because I deal with a lot of people whose intentions are to keep their money. They want to keep it in the market. They want to keep it where it is because that's how they make their living, folks. But my job is to make sure that you've got the right investments for your needs. If it's safe money you're looking for or guaranteed income that works like a pension plan, I have the only guaranteed safe lifetime income out there. Only one, Richard, and that's an annuity.
Yes.
But, Richard, what do you got to say today?
Well, you know, actually, Jim, I've been looking along the same kind of lines. I've been looking at retirement. I've been looking at savings for retirement and tying in into Social Security. And I'm doing an awful lot of research and looking at it from various sources and various things. You know, one source might say a third of the people in the United States haven't saved anything for retirement. And you dig in deeper, and of course, a fairly large percentage of that is the 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I understand. I didn't save anything for retirement when I was 20 either. And strangely enough, when asked the question, which age group, felt the most comfortable with their retirement plans, it was also the 20-somethings, even though they hadn't saved a dime. You know, I guess they got blinders on, or it's like, you know, we got so much time until retirement that I'll get to it, and I'll be able to figure it out. Well, unfortunately, my research has also showed that if you look at the 50 to 64-year-olds, that there's a large number or large group of that population that hasn't saved a dime for retirement. 26%.
Absolutely.
Haven't saved anything for retirement yet.
Yeah.
And of those people in retirement age, 65 and older, 14% of those haven't saved anything for retirement. Now, unfortunately, if you're in that group, if you haven't saved a dime for retirement, there ain't a whole lot we can do to help you.
Right.
There's probably not much you can do to save a tax. But, you know, I say that, but the fact that you haven't saved anything for retirement has absolutely nothing to do with the income that you've earned over your lifetime.
That's true.
I have clients that are professionals, doctors, lawyers, dentists, and haven't saved a dime for retirement. And they hit age 60, and all of a sudden it dawns on them. OMG. What am I going to do? Well, unfortunately, the answer is twofold. One, you got to keep working. If you're physically able, you got to keep working. Number two is start saving every possible dime you can. Quit going on vacation. Quit going out to eat. Cut your cable bill down. Whatever it takes, you know. Make sure you don't have a bunch of other debt first, but you need to start saving every possible dime for retirement. And of course, if you can put it in a deferred retirement plan, it's better because you're not going to pay taxes on it until you need it in retirement, even though it might only be 15 or 20 years till you need it. You still might have a 15 or 20-year retirement time period that some of it will continue to grow tax-free. At that age group, really, especially if they're a professional, my recommendation has been use a Roth. Don't worry about trying to get the tax deduction of an IRA or something like that.
No, not at that age,
If you qualify income-wise, put it in a Roth. Don't worry about the tax deduction right now. Worry about getting it back out tax-free so that you can retire and retire a little easier. You know, when you and I have talked about talked with people looking at retirement, trying to decide, for instance, when to take Social Security. This is something you and I have talked about before, but it's something we talked with on a continuous basis with our clients. And I looked at something the other day because an awful lot of people think that when I hit 62, early retirement. Let's start taking a Social Security because basically it's free government money and I need to start getting it as soon as I can because who knows what the heck's going to happen. When they don't look at the numbers, they just kind of do this by feel, not really recognizing that if you start taking Social Security at 62 as opposed to your full retirement age, let's just say at 66 for conversation piece, that's a 25% reduction that you're going to get in Social Security.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you can continue working, or if you can postpone taking Social Security until age 70, you can get 8% per year above that. So that's 32% that you could get above full retirement age. So the difference in the dollar amounts that you can bring in on a monthly basis are enormous. And all it takes, you and I have looked at this, all it takes is for you to live to 78 years and 11 months. Okay? So what's the probability of that happening? Well, I went to some people that do this, the Actuaries Retirement Participant 2000 table. It's like, yeah, I don't know this stuff, but I know how to look it up. If you have a couple that's already 62 years old, the likelihood of one of them living to age 79 is 90%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
90%.
Sure it is.
So why would you want to take the money early and take a little piece instead of getting as much as you can? Because the difference is hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, let me say this also, Richard, that they realize from 65 to 70, your money grows 8% a year.
Right.
Okay, and from 62 to 65 is 6% a year. Okay, that it grows, but long you not take it. There's also other things you can do, delay your taking and let your spouse build up her money, her Social Security level, because, you know, the spouse gets the higher of the two.
Right.
And she can either get her own or get yours and both of them. So you're building both of them up. And a lot of questions come up, should I take it 62? Should my wife take it? Those are the questions. And for your information, Richard, we're going to start doing a seminar on that, basically, on Social Security. That's my. I'm planning on doing that pretty soon.
Good.
So that we can, let people be informed out there. We've told that we have a great seminar, Richard. Everybody says they love it. Very informative. People are surprised when they come, and people usually sign up for consultation. Majority of them, but it's because we've got a complete team. Richard and Jim, myself, doing the seminar. But we need to change our subjects, and there's a lot of subjects. People in the younger brackets. 40 years old, up somewhere, you know, they need to know about Social Security. They need to know about how to save money at their age.
Yes.
And I've been dealing with about 55 and up for last 7-8 years,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think we're going to make some changes in that area, folks, and you look for that upcoming.
Oh, good.
So we need to educate people because we're on a mission to educate as many people as can. I'm at that age, Richard. I know exactly what
you're. You're right there at the doorstep, aren't you?
I'll be 65 in October, folks, and I'm getting all the letters and Medicare's and defined benefit plans you got to do by 65 and all that kind of stuff. And I still got two defined benefits, which you can't get them anymore.
Right.
But my retirement's my business, really. That's going to be my retirement. I've put everything into my business and my company. Richard's for retirement, and I hope that the business is going to continue on after I'm gone.
Well, you know, one of the things that people ought to think about is that being the age you are, you are right there with the people trying to think about getting to retirement or hitting retirement, and so you've got some reasons to study this and be an expert in it that maybe some people others don't.
Sure, and I have, and it's very complicated. I can tell you that right now. Between the defined benefit plans, the Social Security office, and all this stuff, Medicare, I had to sign up for Medicare. You know, you got to sign up for that.
Yeah.
You get 65, and they're going to make sure, you know, your health insurance, that Medicare is going to pay first.
Right.
They're going to pay secondary unless you're in a big group, a group of 50 employees or more. Then it's just the reverse. I found that out.
Oh.
So you got to be prepared. You got to know this. But, folks, I'm one of you. That's what I want you to know. I'm one of you. When people come see me and they're my age, you know, I can put myself in their shoes because I know what they're going through.
And so one of the things people need to think about is that there is no one thing or one way to plan for retirement, to save for retirement. every time we talk to a client, we have to figure out, first of all, where are they right now?
Yeah.
Are they among the 14% who haven't saved anything, or the 26% who haven't saved anything? Or are they among the 80% or the, well, it's another 60% that have saved a little bit, but not much? Or the top 20% have actually thought about it and started when they're 20s and have been saving for retirement the entire time? Because it makes a lot of difference what we can figure out and how you can help them.
And you know what? It's not just, I'm getting doctors in there. I'm actually getting doctors. Mm-hmm. You know, people like that, they're worried about their money. They're worried about lasting and last time. And
well, certainly.
Because they made the right moves and right, and they didn't know about hybrid annuities and guaranteed lifetime income, those things. And it's been very productive that, but... But, you know, what you got to do, folks, is I can't help you if you don't come see me.
That's right. One size does not fit all is what you're saying.
Absolutely, Lori.
If you have the opportunity to sit down for a free consultation and see where you are, where you want to go, what works for you. That's what Jim Bird and the entire team from Safe Harbor Financial Services is offering. So even if you're listening on the weekend, pick up the phone, call, leave a message, say you heard it on the radio and you'd like to take advantage of that free, complimentary, no obligation consultation.
625-1226.
625-1226 or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You can also go to Safe Harbor's website, which is safeharfin.com. Safe, HARFIN.com. Our CPA, Richard Lindsay, also offers a complimentary consultation, and you can do that by phone. You've got some clients you've actually never met, correct?
Yes, I do. I have clients all over the country, so obviously I don't require them to drive to Mobile to talk with them or consult with them. Sometimes it's nice to be able to sit down across the table and meet somebody face-to-face, but if it's not practical, it's not practical.
So they can just pick up the phone and call you.
That's right. If somebody doesn't want to drive to West Mobile where my office is, then they can pick up the phone and they can schedule that 27-minute consultation over the phone.
633-4070, 633-4070. And your website is?
CPAMobileAL.com.
CPAMobileAL.com.
Lori, I get a lot of questions. People, and last night, someone actually said, is there other Safe Harbor affiliations? Now, there's a Safe Harbor Financial in Pennsylvania, folks, that I have no affiliation with. They don't have the Lighthouse logo and everything. Yeah, but they do call themselves Safe Harbor Financial.
In Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, okay. They do. Now, my ex-partner, Don Moore, has changed his name, Safe Harbor Fiduciary or something. He's in Pensacola, but he has no affiliation with me anymore. And I do have Justin Struble in Ocean Spring, Mississippi, who works with us, but he calls himself Wealth Caps, but he works with us also. So I'm it, folks. I created and named this company 7-8 years ago right there in Daphne, Alabama. And you can go to our website and see us. Richard Lindsay works with us, but he's not part of my team. He's actually owns his own firm, Zivac & Lindsay. Jim Roberts is Jim Roberts and Associates PC over there in Spanish Ford. He's a judge, and he works with us, but they're not on my payroll. I just have to clarify that. They are self-employed.
We're all independent. We all work together as a team, and that's really the benefit of the team approach, is that somebody can feel comfortable that the issues that need to be addressed or can be addressed together. And because what happens a lot of times is that there's not communication between our disciplines if people aren't associated with each other.
Exactly right, Richard. And remember, folks, you know, we do things without annuities, but I'm going to tell you something. The annuity is the only product that can give you a safe, guaranteed lifetime income. And so that's what we're talking about. And I tell people this, Richard, you've heard me say it. Don't buy an annuity if you want liquidity, because annuities have limited liquidity.
That's right.
That's one of the downsides of it.
But you have other products
available
for the liquidity.
I have other products that are liquid and safe. I research and find safe products, Laurie, because most of my clients tell me they want little or no risk at all at this stage. And they shouldn't at this stage in life. But I have other products. I will research it. I'll find a product for you. I deal with many different carriers. I'll find the right product for you. You know, the other issue that people have to face is long-term care. And I guarantee you, I ask that question, everybody comes in there, and there's not one out of 12, 14 that has long-term care because it's very expensive. So the insurance companies reacted to that. They've got the new single premium life that has long-term care built in it that Richard alluded to earlier. It has life insurance and long-term care, single premium, completely liquid. It's earning about 5% tax deferred on the money. That's a great product. Then we have the annuity, which has the income doubler. It doubles if you get confined to a nursing home. So those can take care of multiple needs in one product.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do, folks. And I'm knowledgeable. I'm securities. I'm knowledgeable about in. Yeah, I'm securities licensed. I'm knowledgeable in all. I'm a fee-based advisor. And you can do it on a fee base or you can do it product base. It's up to you. I'll give you the option to do either one.
And Jim, I was reading just yesterday something from economist Harry Dent.
Yes.
And he's been around a long time. And he's one of the things that he's done is look at demographics as opposed to just the economics. And he's a pretty well-respected economist.
Yes.
And one of the things he says he looks at is the age 48 age group, because this is the max spending time. Okay. And so what's happening is, in a large part, we're getting older because all the baby boomers are getting past 48, and the generations coming after us are smaller than what we are. And so he's predicting based on that a drop in the economy within the next year to 3 years, and anywhere from his number was actually somewhere around 50% drop in the Dow.
Oh yeah, and I've heard 20% to 90% drop in the Dow, folks, and it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. But there's people trying to take advantage of the market in there. Then there's the government manipulating market. Foreign markets are actually manipulating our market, also. So
it's a question of trying to protect yourself and trying to be safe instead of trying to time the market.
Yes.
We started off the show talking about people wanting to ride the wave because the market was going up, but you can't time the market. You got to figure out when's the best time to say, I want to be safe from now on. I don't want to worry about hitting the home run, because if I try to hit the home run, I could strike out and lose it all again.
Good point, Richard. You're absolutely right. And so if we deal in safe, guaranteed money for people, but that doesn't mean you got to settle for 1%, 2%, 3%, 4% interest rate. You know, you can make double-digit interest rates without any risk at all. And that's what we have to tell people. But you got to give up something, and you have to give up complete liquidity on the money to get that.
Yes.
For more information, they can call for their complimentary consultation to either of our team members. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Call Jim Bird.
625-1226.
625-1226, or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And for a complimentary consultation with our CPA, Richard Lindsay of ZVAC & Lindsay, call
633-4070.
633-4070. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you, Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, and ZVAC & Lindsay CPAs in Mobile. I'm your producer, Laurie Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy.